Seattle's low-wage workers are closer to getting a raise. A city council committee unanimously voted to pass Mayor Ed Murray's minimum wage plan with some amendments. Even Shama Sawant, who criticized the measure as too watered down, says it's a victory for workers. More from KPLU Business and Labor reporter Ashley Gross.
The plan phases in a $15 an hour minimum wage over a period of 3 to 7 years, depending on how big the business is. City Council members considered a number of amendments, including one to push the initial start date to April 1st next year instead of January 1st. That measure passed. Councilmember Sally Clark proposed the change. She says the city didn't do a good enough job letting businesses know about the mandatory sick leave law that took effect a couple of years ago, and she wants to make sure that doesn't happen again.
We need to roll this out right, and it may be that that we need just a little bit more time to do good outreach to employees, good outreach and technical assistance to employers.
Socialist City Councilmember Shama Sawant criticized the delayed start date and tried at other points to strengthen the mayor's plan. She was the lone vote in favor of requiring big businesses to pay $15 an hour right off the bat. But even though she complained about corporate loopholes, she voted along with the rest of the committee to pass the minimum wage increase. In fact, she says it's a victory for the 15 Now movement.
The public mandate for $15 has been so strong that the establishment could no longer ignore it. And not only did they have to stop ignoring it, they had to put it at the top of the city's political agenda.
The group 15 Now has been gathering signatures to put a more aggressive $15 an hour minimum wage measure on the ballot in November. Sawant and 15 Now organizer Jess Speer say the group is waiting to see what happens in the full council on Monday before making a decision on whether to drop that effort. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.